Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 60s, with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies in the upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy once again, showers and thunderstorms. We'll see lows around 70. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. A former University of Kansas football player has pleaded not guilty to allegations that he choked a woman and pointed a shotgun in her face. 19-year-old Kenny Avil Bastida waived his right to a preliminary hearing yesterday and pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault and aggravated battery, as well as two misdemeanors. The Lawrence Journal World reports a woman told university police that Bastida assaulted her May 15th at Stauffer Place Apartments on campus. KU athletics officials say Bastida was no longer with the football team a month before the alleged attack. Authorities have exhumed a woman's remains that were found more than 30 years ago in a shallow creek near Salina. The Saline County Sheriff's Office said via social media that the reason for unearthing the remains this week was to obtain DNA samples that might help law enforcement identify her. The woman, who was nicknamed Miss Molly, was found face down in January of 1986 in Mulberry Creek. Mid-America Network News.
For the best certified seedweed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
One thing you don't want associated with your harvest this go-around is downtime. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge can take care of all your harvest-related equipment. Combines, tractors, grain trucks and carts, all the machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest downtime-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, 800-835-0069. The Department of Homeland Security issued an alert yesterday for small planes, warning that modern flight systems are vulnerable to hacking if someone manages to gain physical access to the aircraft. An alert from the DHS Critical Infrastructure Computer Emergency Response Team recommends that plane owners ensure they restrict unauthorized physical access to their aircraft until the industry develops safeguards to address the issue, which was discovered by a Boston-based cybersecurity company and reported to the federal government. A Wichita man pleaded guilty to threatening workers of the anti-abortion group Operation Rescue. Wichita Eagle reports 22-year-old Christopher Thompson entered a plea this week in which he admitted making the threats in three phone calls to Operation Rescue on August 14th. Sentencing for Thompson set for September 15th. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $250,000. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities have released the names of two men believed to have drowned near a dam on the Republican River in southern Nebraska. The Webster County Sheriff's Office identified the men yesterday as 27-year-old Omar Cruz of Grand Island and 29-year-old Cody Reuter of Blue Hill. The department says the two were fishing Friday at the Guide Rock Diversion Dam when they were pulled underwater by an undertow. A third man was rescued and taken to a hospital. Webster County Sheriff Troy Schmidt says the strong current is the result of water being released into the river in Harlan. The president of Concordia University in Seward says he's leaving Nebraska to take over leadership of his alma mater in Minnesota. Brian Friedrich announced this week he'll become president of Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota. He graduated from there in 1979. He'll take over this coming January. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Chekhov-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The matter of the Soldier Creek Wind Farm may finally come to a head Wednesday as Nemahal County Commissioners have a vote on the term sheet and site map scheduled as part of their weekly meeting, which was moved to Wednesday this week, beginning at 9 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. Negotiations have been ongoing for some time with the developer, and public meetings have drawn mixed reactions, with many opposed. As recently as this week, a petition was circulating via social media asking reconsideration. A six-month moratorium on any new wind farm development was adopted in recent months as commissioners dealt with the immediate proposal, again expected to be considered at Wednesday's meeting. An Onega man was killed and two others injured early Saturday morning as a UTV rolled over north of Onega. Brad Martin, age 55, passed away. Tony Kuehl, age 49, of Hoyt, and Preston Simmons, age 37, of Onega, were injured. Kuehl was transported to a hospital while Simmons was treated at the scene. The accident reportedly happened around 5 a.m. Saturday, again claiming the life of 55-year-old Brad Martin of Onega. The annual Pawnee County Fair is this Thursday through Saturday. The annual fair parade in Pawnee City is Thursday evening at 7, followed by activities and entertainments, which continue Friday and Saturday. Investigation continues into an early morning house fire in Seneca, reported early Sunday shortly before 2 a.m. that resulted in serious injuries for a woman, later transported from a home in Bern to a Kansas City hospital. She has not yet been identified by authorities. An open house reception for new interim USD 364 Marysville Superintendent Denise Guy is planned Thursday, 4:30 till 6:30 p.m., at the Empty Cup Bistro in Marysville. Carolyn Mulhern, age 92, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Cemetery. Rosary on Friday, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Mulhern. Norman H. Rippey, age 85, formerly of Marysville, passed away Monday at Smith Center. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the American Lutheran Church, Smith Center. Burial in the Fairview Cemetery at Smith Center. All Faith Funeral Chapel, Smith Center, in charge of arrangements for Norman Rippey. Mary McAtee, age 95, of Marysville, passed away July 21st. Funeral service Saturday at 1 o'clock, First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary McAtee. Richard Bennett, age 79, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Private family interment will take place at a later date with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Bennett. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, a wheat roll, and peaches. Tomorrow, enchilada casserole, Mexican rice, asparagus, French bread, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
During the summer clearance event happening right now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models. That's 0% financing for 72 months on 395 horsepower, 420 pound-feet of torque, and more than 10,000 pound towing capacity. The summer clearance event at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Ask them about 0% APR financing on the all new 2019 Ram 1500 Classic. Twin Rivers, West Court Street, Beatrice, and online at twinriv.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system and a frontal boundary across the central parts of the Rockies into the central parts of the Midwest, and it's pretty much going to stay stationary or very slow-moving as we head over the next several days, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms, looks like all the way into the beginning of the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will see highs in the upper 80s over the next few days, lower 80s by the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be breezy, gusts as high as 30. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, upper 60s, wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, lows around 69. For Friday, mostly cloudy, once again, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cooler temperatures and lower 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July 90, record high on this date 110 in 1980. The average low 68, the record low is 50 in 1971. Sunset this evening 8:36, sunrise in the morning at 6:23. Brief thunder and lightning, we received just a few raindrops on Tuesday evening. 70 this morning in Marysville with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 31st of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The days of summer celebration continues at CJ Express. Stock up your fridge and coolers with specials on sports drinks, energy drinks, and bottled waters and sodas, like the Starbucks Double Shot, 2 for $5. Specialty pizzas this month at the West Store are Pizza from Hell and the Twisted Aloha Pizza, with pepperoni, bacon, green pepper, pineapple, and jalapeno peppers. The heat is on at CJ Express.
A blockbuster trade and tempers flare in Cincinnati. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a three-team deal, the Indians send righty Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati. Cleveland receives Yaziel Puig, Franmil Reyes, Logan Allen, and two minor leaguers from the Reds and Padres. The Reds then send outfield prospect Taylor Trammell to San Diego. ESPN's Jeff Passan.
The Indians, John, did extraordinarily well in this deal. Franmil Reyes is a 40 home run hitter. Logan Allen is a young, controllable left-handed pitcher. Yasiel Puig is almost the third part of this deal.
Seven players ejected in Cincinnati after a benches-clearing brawl. The incident touched off by a Derek Dietrich homer he admired at PNC Park in April. He paid the price for it Tuesday, Cincy manager David Bell.
When you have a friend, someone you care about, have a 90-whatever ball thrown at their head, and nobody will do anything about it, we have to do something about it.
Pirates win 11-4. Around the league, Dodgers flattened the Rockies 9-4, becoming the first team to 70 wins. Justin Verlander struck out 13, and the Astros blanked the Indians 2-0. NBA, the Trailblazers and guard C.J. McCollum will be staying together a little while longer, both sides agreeing to a 3-year contract extension worth $100 million. ESPN's Dave McManaman.
He's a 40.1% career three-point shooter. We haven't heard any drama between him and Dame Lillard. We've heard his name, as Malika alluded to, in trade rumors ad nauseum, and it hasn't affected his on-court performance. I think this is investing in the person as much as the player.
The deal keeps their all-star backcourt intact after giving star Damian Lillard a 4-year, $196 million extension this summer. NFL Dolphins head coach Brian Flores says veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick is the clear leader in the quarterback battle over Josh Rosen, who was acquired from Arizona on draft night. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
The Sabetha American Legion baseball team, which defeated Marysville in the zone tournament to advance to state tournament play in Hayes this week, will open pool play Wednesday at 1 o'clock versus Norton. Our Norton radio station, KQNK, will air the game live if you're interested. Streaming available at kqnkradio.com or listen live on our website, sunflowerstateradio.com. That Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Sabetha versus Norton.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The EPA says it will decide soon on the 2018 petition for small refinery waivers from the Renewable Fuels Standard Blending Obligation. Administrator Andrew Wheeler says they hope to get through the petitions in the next few weeks. Wheeler visited Monroe Energy Oil Refinery in Pennsylvania on Monday and told reporters that they're going through them. They hope to be processing them in the next few days and a month at the most. President Trump recently ordered a review of the waiver program, which has been in serious bone of contention between ethanol and oil industries for some time. Sources for both an oil and biofuel industry said the waiver decisions were nearly complete before President Trump demanded a review of the program. Both EPA and the USDA are working to come up with a solution to the problem. Sources also say the Department of Energy already providing scoring results last April on the 40 outstanding 2018 petitions. Trump, looking at a possible re-election next year, struggled to find a balance between oil refiners and the corn growers since taking office. Herd expansion, export markets, corn crop expectations, and swine fever ramifications among the factors will have an impact on the upcoming U.S. cattle market. Those words from Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts, as he told more than 700 attendees at the 2019 Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting in Denver. He was the keynoter at the opening session of the meeting. He told the group the U.S. cattle herd expansion is slowed to a crawl, with the lion's share of growth behind the industry. The slowing had been expected, and record beef, pork, and poultry supplies are having an impact on the market for that reason. And with record meat consumption expected next year, it's critical for export markets, he says, to be opened and trade policy questions to be answered. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was a tough day on Tuesday for our ag futures markets, especially for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. We did see one bright spot in the livestock complex, but for the most part, things were tracking lower. September corn down 5 3/4, 4.11 1/4. December down 6 at 4.21. Soybeans had a tough day. August down 7, 8.78 3/4. September beans down 7 1/4 at 8.84 1/4. All the later months were also lower. August soybean meal down $3.90 at $300.30. September down 3.60 at 302.70. Bean oil did not fare well. August down 12 points at 28.31. September bean oil 15 points lower at 28.44. Not a happy day for corn or soybeans. September Kansas City wheat down 3 at 4.33 1/2. December down 3 at 4.51. So not a good day for wheat either. Kind of in a holding pattern, I think, until we get to the USDA reports come early August. So we'll see how those shake out. Taking a look at the livestock complex, looking at some pressure on fat cattle and hogs. Feeder cattle did much better. August live cattle down 55 at 108.10. October down 37 at 109.07. August feeder cattle up 80 at 143.10. September feeders up 122 at 144.05. That's been the lone bright spot here so far. August hogs down 212 at 82.30. October hogs down 245 at 74 even. So feeder cattle saved the livestock complex from a totally awful day. October cotton down 90 points at 62.87. December cotton down 85 points at 63.36. So mixed, mostly lower day all across our ag futures markets. On Tuesday, gold did better. August gold up $11.80 at $14.32.20. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another innovative new wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has the broadest geographic reach among all the OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the week's draw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields and finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. If you are marketing your 2019 crop, these may be some of the questions.
What's a good price? When do I sell it? How do I manage this? What really is the picture? And we still don't know.
More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Dale Durkholz is a longtime agriculture market analyst, and he stops by every now and then over the years. He has retired from his corporate job, but he has his own company now called Grain Cycles. You can follow him on Twitter. And Dale talks a little bit about the difficulty in marketing grain right now.
What's a good price? When do I sell it? How do I manage this? What really is the picture? And we still don't know.
There's a tendency among producers and marketers to compare what's going on this year with past years, the drought years or the years where we had way too much rain early and an early frost and that sort of thing. Are you making any comparisons?
You know, the year that I keep going back to that I think still is real important, and there's been a lot of lessons, and what's happened here so far this summer hasn't been a surprise, was 93.
Right.
Because we had the flood. It came a month later, but you had a similar environment. But in 93, we had a big surge. Markets peaked out when the weather peaked out around the first part of July, and they fell hard into the latter part of July. But the point is, with the corn, we actually put our high in January of 94. It was a grinder all the way through the fall, and I think that's still a situation that might unfold going forward. Beans are going to be a little bit different story, I think. They were back in 93. But I think with corn, we really don't have a good feel for acreage yet, and we've had a lot of people out here putting some numbers on yield or trying to put on it, and I'm going, don't get ahead of the game because we've still got a whole growing season to go yet.
Your reference to the 94 rally, did that happen after the report came out for the 93 crop?
That actually came with the January report. I don't remember if it was the day of, day after, you know, but somewhere within a real tight time frame of the January 94 report. But if you go back and you look at the corn back in 1993, I think the USDA on their projected yield in May was like 122. They dropped it down to 118 for June and July. The first actual production report in August was 116. We ended up, it was either at 101, 102 at the end. So it was this realization through the fall harvest itself, the crop isn't there. And I think that's what we got to kind of think about going forward.
Dale Dirkholtz of Grain Cycles. You can follow him on Twitter, grain_cycles. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 70, a little bit of a breeze out of the southeast this morning. Quite pleasant after thunder and lightning, but only a few raindrops here at the studios last night. Hit and miss thunder showers, a little more, a little less, some areas. Highs approach 90 today, tomorrow. A little bit of a warm-up back in our weather picture.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Blue Jays skipper Charlie Montoya has been waiting all season for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to get hot. Two grand slams in the last 10 days, hot enough? The building young star hit the latest in the ninth inning last night, giving him a career-high 5 RBIs and punctuating Toronto's 9-1 rout of the Kansas City Royals. The 20-year-old Guerrero is the fourth youngest American League player to ever drive in 5 runs in a game. Again, the Blue Jays 9-1 over the Royals last night. The final game of the 3-game series with the Blue Jays and the Royals takes place this afternoon. 12:15 is first pitch from Kauffman Stadium. And the Kansas City Chiefs officially opened training camp on Monday with the first practice of 2019. More than 7,000 fans were in attendance for a first look at the revamped team. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Sabetha American Legion baseball team, which defeated Marysville in the zone tournament to advance to state tournament play in Hayes this week, we'll open pool play Wednesday at 1 o'clock versus Norton. Our Norton radio station, KQNK, will air the game live if you're interested. Streaming available at kqnkradio.com or listen live on our website, sunflowerstateradio.com. That Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Sabetha versus Norton.
Mixed breed dogs are often called lovable mutts, and for a good reason. It's a celebration of mutts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 31st. It is the 212th day of the year, and Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling has a birthday. On the calendar of special observances, we note that today is National Mutt Day, a celebration of mixed breed dogs. Organizers hope to raise awareness of mutts as wonderful companion animals, often healthier, better behaved, and as intelligent as so-called designer dogs. Unfortunately, they take a backseat to pure breeds when it comes to being rescued. So if you're thinking about adopting, consider a mutt. Many have found stardom. Laika, the first animal in orbit, Sinbad, the heroic sailing dog from World War II, the adorable internet sensation Mr. Winkle, and perhaps the most famous mutt of all, Benji. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming.